It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This is it. If you're not a little bit nervous, I don't know if you're listening to the right station. If you're not a baseball fan, I know it's a football Friday, but the Giants aren't going to have Malik Nabers and Devin Singletary, and the Jets got to play at 9:30 Sunday in London without Devontae Adams. Is he a Jet yet? He's not a Jet yet. Everybody around here is focused on the division series. I cannot stop thinking about everything from the pitching matchups to the lineups, who's going to be in the lineups, how is it going to play out, TV, radio, in-person, travel, pregame, postgame, everything. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. 888-808-1019. This is the last sleep for Yankee fans. Mets fans, it's been a great week for you, Monday through Friday. And I don't understand people that want to pick at it and make it seem like all Yankee fans have to just hate Mets fans and can't be happy for their survival. Like, it's not so much that you're even happy for their success. It's just a cool baseball story. It's an underdog story. Congrats. The Yankees are not a Cinderella story. And Yankee fans, you don't have to hate down. Usually people that are haters are hating up. They're hating on people that are doing better than them. They're hating on people that are doing things that they can't do. They're hating on people that they wish they could be. You don't have to hate down. Let people enjoy things. The Met fan has not been to that many division series that they can remember. Let people enjoy things. The Make It Happen Mets keep making it happen. Taking their fans on a roller coaster ride, all these range of emotions. I was on last night thinking, all right, I'm putting my show notes together. Here comes the eulogy. Here comes the RIP Grimace Mets, Hawk Tua Mets, Glizzy Izzy, Seymour Wiener, Rally Pimp. Oh my, that's it. But something told me keep watching the game and believe in Pete and... They did it again, 888-808-1019. It hasn't been 24 hours. We're going to keep talking about it. You've heard about it all day, everywhere. And we have to share. But now, Yankee fans, when this show ends, if you decide to go to sleep at any point between now and midnight, before Pete Hoffman gets on at 12 and starts Mets Mania again, you can call me up to talk about Gerrit Cole. You can call me up to talk about Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, whatever. Bobby Witt Jr., Salvi. You can call me up with your anxiety. Call me up with your plans for tomorrow. What are you doing? What time are you leaving the house? Leave early. Leave early. It's better to get there. I'm telling you, I've done this a bunch. Shout out to my boy Batista. I remember my favorite day at the stadium. Adoni picked me up at like 8 in the morning. We were over in the Bronx 9 a.m. It's better to just be out there. Get you some breakfast, get you some coffee, just hang out. There's bars and public places, Courthouse Deli, Yankee Tavern, Billy's, the dugout stands. You guys know the whole drill out there. Like, there's plenty of places for you to go and kill the time and be amongst other fans. This is our time, man. This is our time. And all the talk about the Yankees not having an excuse. All the talk about there's never been a clearer path. Well, now it has to get done. The talk is over tomorrow. Now the games play out. Now you're going to be living and dying with every pitch, and I can't wait. I can't wait to smell the air and hear the four train. I can't wait to see all the fans and the pinstripes, people walking around, flooding the streets, the extra TV and media presence that will be there. It's the greatest stage. It's the main stage. You know that. 161st and River, you know that. Like the Bronx Zoo, you know what it's going to look like when the Yankees come out there, led by Aaron Judge. The generational Juan Soto, he's got a World Series ring. Some of these young guys that are looking to prove themselves that we're going to see, from Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells, Oswaldo Cabrera, Ben Rice, Jason Dominguez, Luis Gil. It's a young man's game. There's young players making an impact across the league, and we have some here. It's time for the young fans to go on their run. You listen to WFAN, you hear stories. I've been a Yankee fan since this time. I watched this guy play. I've been a fan since Mickey and Mantle. I watched this guy in the dynasty and Jeter come up. And no, now it's time for these young Yankee fans to see Aaron Judge get it done. Now it's time for these young Yankee fans to see Gerrit Cole get it done. And I can't wait for it. This is it. This is why we go to all of these games. This is why we listen to all these podcasts, watch all these shows, and listen to WFAN, and listen to callers rant and rave, and hosts come in with their takes and all these different things all season long to get to this point. I'm talking to my wife. My wife is telling me she's doing this and that, and we're making a schedule for the week, and she wants to go to brunch and some other things, and we're trying to figure out the baby. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't mean to be mean. I don't mean to sound like inconsiderate, but like, you know where I'm going to be. You know what I'm doing. Every time that there is a Yankee game played for the rest of this season, I'm going there or I'm going somewhere to watch it with people. When the Yankees go to Kansas City on Wednesday, October 9th, we'll be at American Whiskey. Shout out to WFAN, Corona. My guy Dellen Batance is pulling up. We'll be together. The Bleacher Creatures, the Terror Squad, the real Terror Squad, not the Terror Squad that they just featured on New York One. The actual Terror Squad, the Fresh Direct Terror Squad, everybody, man. The season ticket holders, young, old Yankee fans that have been itching for a decade and a half to get back to the Fall Classic. Here it is. This is it. This is it. The Yankees play well against teams above 500. I was just watching Meredith and Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman and Jack Curry on the Yes Network, you know, ALDS preview show. I think they flashed the stat that the Yankees are 48-32 against teams above 500. And obviously their record against the American League Central, they're expected to win. They're the New York Yankees. They're the number one seed. They just had a bye. They can't come out cold. They have to hit. They have to pitch. They have to catch the ball. And they will have the greatest home field advantage of all. They will have the greatest crowd and fans and scene. It will be loud out there. You know it. Gerrit Cole was just talking about how it fills you up from your feet up, how it's a different sound in Yankee Stadium. Those tickets are selling out. It's time, man. I cannot wait for this. There's just nothing greater in sports for me. There's nothing I want more than a World Series just to get there. I mean, if they lose, they lose. But like, just to get back to the World Series, it's been too long. I was freshly 21 in college, just able to buy beer last time the Yankees got to and won the World Series. I tell you guys those stories all the time. It's time now. It's time now. 888-808-1019. And, you know, you can't disrespect your opponent. You can't look down on your opponent. The Kansas City Royals bouncing back from 106 losses last year. They're looking to kick up dust with the Yankees. I mean, I'm hoping some of the OG Yankee fans can call up and tell us about the late 70s, 1976 to 1980s, before my time. I know a little bit of it, but there was beef. There was a rivalry. Those guys were fighting. Yankees versus Royals, the rivalry is renewed, and we handle business, and the Mets handle business against their rivals, in-division rivals, the Philadelphia Phillies. It's special, man. In this area, if you're a Mets fan, you can go to all the games if you really want. You can get in the car and drive to Philadelphia. The way that this is shaken out and worked out is great. I mean, Kodai Senga is pitching. What? What? The Mets are embracing the chaos. Here's a curveball. No, here's a ghost forkball. Kodai Senga's ready to go for game one. And however long he goes, whatever. He's only pitched one game this season. The Philadelphia Phillies haven't seen him in a long time. And maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. But it's fun. This is it, man. Like I said, nobody is really going to call up to talk about the matchup with the Giants versus the Seahawks tonight. Nobody's going to really call up and talk about, oh, what about Sam Darnold's revenge game? It's not important to us. As much as we itch for football, doesn't it feel like football is in not just the backseat? They're in the third row right now. I didn't take one call last night on Kirk Cousins throwing for 500 yards and the Falcons walking it off in overtime. Nobody cared. I was here. Fleegs was here. Connor was here. The phone was lighting up the whole time the Westwood One coverage was wrapping up. Because people in New York want to live in this. People in New York want to listen to this. They want to share this experience. If you're alone right now in your car, you're not alone. You're with all of us. If you're alone in the gym or working your night shift or at home, listen to this. We're all together. And we can share the radio station. And we don't have to hate one another. Because all in all, this looks great for our city. All in all, we're shining right now. And isn't that what we wanted? Shout out to the New York Liberty as well. Isn't that what we wanted? How many episodes of every show on this station did you hear? Oh, when are we going to be back to winning? When are we going to have a champion? Who's the next team? We have teams in the running. So we don't have to tear each other down. We don't have to hate on each other. It doesn't have to be one versus another. Right now, New York City looks great. This is the mecca of baseball. This is the capital of baseball. This is where the league office is, the MLB team store, MLB network, all of that. So 888-808-1019. If you love the game and you want to talk about it, if you're not able to sleep tonight, if this is one of those nights where you know you're not going to be able to fall asleep because you just can't wait to put your gear on tomorrow and go to a watch party or go to Yankee Stadium, great. This is what we do all of this for, from spring training and opening day, all of those months, taking the roller coaster ride up and down, taking it day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month. This is it. It's October. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I have some guests joining me tonight. Tim Britton will join me because we will keep the conversation going around the New York Mets. We will keep the conversation going for Mets fans that are still living in that game. It hasn't been 24 hours since Pete Alonso did the unthinkable. So at 8:20 in about an hour, Tim Britton, who's the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Mets, will join us to tell us what he saw, and we'll continue to live in that. And then a little bit later in the night, my guy, I was just talking to him last night about how the Yankees dress up the stadium with the bunting. The red, white, and blue dressing that they put all around the stadium. I love it. Every year I forget the name because it's such a simple name. It's a baseball term. But I'm like, is it dressing? It's bunting. So, yeah, my guy JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski, will join us at 9:20. And we'll, of course, talk Yankees, but we'll talk about the Mets game. We'll talk some football as well. It's a football Friday. And I promise to take your calls, entertain. Paulie's going to drop some beats, and we'll pass this time. And before you know it, it's Saturday, and we've got postseason baseball again. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to AM. Call up the Fan at 888-808-1019. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's get it. Oh, man, the nerves, the thoughts in your head, and just the anxiety, the anxiousness, waiting for it to start. Not having to think about it anymore. I just want to see the at-bats. I just want to see how these guys respond, how they play. I just can't wait to be in there for that first roar of Yankee Stadium. Yankees Twitter, I see repping on Yankees Twitter. I was saying I got to change my profile pic to make sure I have a Yankee hat on, because I always tell folks when I see you in the stadium and you don't have a Yankee logo on you, you're undeclared. I'm like, you're not with us. How do you show up here without a logo on you? Unless you're media. I understand media has to dress neutral. 888-808-1019 and Devil's Twitter. I see you guys as well. We'll get to it. Like, we have plenty of months to get to it, but my Devils go out there and get that first win of the season out in Prague, 4-1. And, of course, it's their first win over Lindy Ruff and the Buffalo Sabres. So, woo! 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 Let's go, Devils. Coming up real soon, but not yet, guys. Not yet, guys. It's postseason baseball time. Let's take these calls. Joe is in Bayonne, New Jersey, first up on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
What's up? I just want to state that I think the Mets are a real threat to the Yankees. I think that I don't remember watching a game this year that they lost to the Yankees.
They swept the Yankees, but for them to actually be a threat to the Yankees, that would only be in the World Series. We got a few steps to go before that can even be a reality. But I understand this is New York. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's hoping for it. Not everybody, but a lot of people are putting it into the air. I don't fear the Mets. If that happens, bring it on. I don't necessarily want that. I don't care about that. I'm focused on the Kansas City Royals. And Mets fans, focus on the Philadelphia Phillies. It's just like, can we not? I don't know how many calls and tweets or Subway Series, World Series. You know how rare that is? I mean, it's rare that the Mets and Yankees are even playing postseason baseball on the same day. Let's get there. Handle business game one with Kodai Senga on the mound, and we'll handle business game one with Gerrit Cole on the mound. Limo driver Ed, you're in PA right now. You're back on the Fan in New York.
Hey, my brother. How you doing? Sorry about that.
All good.
Hey,
you on speaker?
Yeah, I got you, bro. But yeah, listen, I tell you one thing is, the Mets, Kodai Senga, where he's been and, you know, who he's been pitching
Florida. He's been down at
and then,
yeah, he's been getting ready for this. I don't know.
That, you know what? And that's amazing because now you know that they haven't seen him. And now they're going to throw that monkey wrench into it. Oh,
I mean, hopefully he survives the first couple innings against that lineup. Not for nothing, that Phillies lineup, they're going to be rested and ready to go. But in theory, it's like it is a curveball. That's why I said they're throwing a ghost forkball at him, something that they're not ready for.
But we didn't know about this, did we? No one mentioned this.
I didn't hear anything about it. I had a little bit of an inkling because Mike Puma put out a tweet saying that Kodai Senga may make the NLDS roster. Like his tweet said, Kodai Senga is in the conversation for a spot on the Mets NLDS roster, according to a club source. But like, what does that mean?
Say he was starting the but didn't say he was starting the first.
No, that's a big jump from being in the conversation to be around to you're taking the ball in Philadelphia Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. But I tell you one thing is too, Philly's been laying around. You know, they've been like, they haven't been doing anything. That's one thing about it is a lot of times when a team, and you always see it in NBA too, a team that's been sitting waiting, and then when it comes down to that first game, it's one of the terrible things that the team just can't get it right.
Yeah.
Either they're going to win or lose. You know what I'm saying? This might be a little something. Look at the Mets trying to play a little something down here. Man, my boss asked me to. He said, hey, do you want to do a fork? I said, I ain't doing no fork off tomorrow. You crazy? But that's pretty wild, man. When I heard that, I was like, man. So we'll see what happens, my brother. You know, but go Yankees, too. I want to see the World Series again.
Ed, come on, man. I just said we got to focus. Before I took your call, thanks for the call. I said we got to focus on game one. You guys can't just jump to the World Series. Neither can make it. 888-808-1019. But yeah, for the Mets fans, it's got to be cool to be the team that's throwing the monkey wrench, throwing the curveball, creating the chaos and saying, react to this. We all see it in every sport, whether it's a football bye week, whether it is in baseball in this new postseason format, the one or two seed just being on ice for a week, and then they come out and they're stagnant. They come out and they can't just turn it on because they haven't been playing all week. And I mean, like, the Mets have been playing for their lives all week. They've been literally fighting to survive all week. They're hungry. They're scratching and they're clawing. So it's like you're letting out a beast right now versus an animal that's just been sitting in the cage. Like, one has been in the wild trying to survive. The other one has been in the house. Relax. So I know that the Phillies are good. They've been called the best team in baseball for parts of the season. They certainly came down to earth. I know the Mets just handled them in Queens a couple weeks ago, took 3 out of 4. It's going to be interesting to see, especially in their environment, where those Philly fans, yeah, they're behind them, they believe in them, but they turn on them quickly as well. So a team that is on ice, if they come out cold and the Mets go into that environment and can put some early runs up, and if Kodai Senga is putting zeros up, your thoughts become things in baseball. That becomes momentum, and it starts to settle in. Like, hey, we got to turn it on, and it might be too late to turn it on in game one. Mets could go up. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans on the line. Carson is in Rockaway, New Jersey, next up on the Fan.
Keith.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
What's up? You are getting me so hyped up, bro.
That's
I got tickets to the game tomorrow. And you know, you're saying what, 2009, you're 21, fresh out of college, you're still in college,
I was in college. I was hosting the playoff parties. I was very much still in college.
I'm in the same boat as you, but I'm going to the game tomorrow, bro. I am so excited, man. But that's besides the point. I want to talk about first base.
Mm-hmm. Ben Rice?
So what do you think? I mean, I think it's got to be Waldo.
I would love it.
Luna's saying otherwise, but what do you think?
I forget which game it was where Cabrera was picking it at first. And, you know, he's a guy that plays shortstop and he's athletic. And I don't know. I just don't think they're going to do that. They're going to go Ben Rice. In my opinion, I could be wrong. I think they're going to go Verdugo, too. In my opinion, I could be wrong. When the lineup comes out, let's ride, whatever it is. But I just think they're going to go Ben Rice. Not for nothing, Ben Rice goes back down when Rizzo comes up and he mashes in AAA. The AAA season is over. Here you go, young man. You're ready for this. You've been up here. You've made history up here. We expect him to perform, and he's a guy that has played more first base than Oswaldo Cabrera. I think that's where they're going to go first.
Yeah, but I think, like, Waldo, he could be that guy in this postseason. He could be the guy. He could be, like, he could have some big moves.
He could be the guy in multiple spots, late in games, pinch hit. You know, if they want to pinch hit for Volpe, if they want to, like, he is a Swiss Army knife. He can play six different positions. So I think they like having that utility guy on the bench in case of an injury or a time where they might need him. Ben Rice is a first baseman.
Yeah, man. You know, I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow, but thanks for taking my call, man. And let's go Yanks.
I'll see you up there, Carson. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I don't know anything. I don't talk to Cashman and Boone. I have, but I don't talk to them about their decision-making and what they're going to do. I can't even hit them and be like, hey, can you give me an... No. When the lineup comes out, the lineup comes out. But I think all signs point to Ben Rice being at first base. It's not going to be the first time he stepped on that base. It's going to be the first time he's got to do it in the postseason. And you know what? I'm happy for that kid. That's a kid that grew up a Yankee fan like us. That's a kid that grew up a Yankee fan surrounded by Red Sox fans. Red Sox are not in the postseason. Ben Rice is. So do it. Do it, bro. There was a point in time, very short amount of time, where I thought you might have Wally-pipped Rizzo. And there was a short amount of time where I was looking at this Yankees team, and I'm like, look at this. Everything's lining up. We're going in healthy. Nope. It's always a hit-by-pitch. Gary Sanchez hit-by-pitch. Edwin Encarnacion hit-by-pitch. Matt Carpenter fouls a pitch off his foot. Benintendi hit-by-pitch. It's like always right before the postseason. Someone has to wear a pitch. Joe is in Colonia on the Fan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? It's amazing how many Met fans called the radio station today. I've been listening all day. How they knew the Mets were going to get a playoff card. You know, all year, all I heard was trade this guy, trade that guy. All of a sudden, now all these Met fans are like, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. And all that.
Were there Mets fans saying that today? It didn't sound like Mets fans were saying we knew we're gonna. A lot of Mets fans are quite the opposite. They were thinking they were gonna lose in that game last night. They're thinking they're gonna lose all week. They were thinking they were gonna lose the last couple weeks. I don't know how many Mets fans are standing on it. Besides Positive Tommy, Positive Tommy can do that because he literally has been positive at every turn and has proclaimed, you know, don't make plans in October. The Mets are going to be playing postseason baseball, all that. I don't know how many Mets fans have been calling the Fan to say, I told you so.
Yeah, that's how I heard it all day.
They're just happy, man. Let people enjoy things. Thanks for the call, Joe. Like, can we let people enjoy things? I don't care about the past. I was listening to Sal this morning, and people want to pull Sal Licata's tweets and say, well, but Sal, you said this. Who cares, bro? He's a Mets fan. You think he's not as happy as every other Mets fan? You think he hasn't gone through all of this like you guys in the moment? If he tweets something negative about the team, it's a reaction. So what? It's so corny.
It's all emotion. When we're diehard sports fans, which if you're listening to the station and if you work at the station, you're a diehard sports fan, you're reacting in the moment, whether it's fickle, whether it's whatever you want to say, we react in the moment. If something bad happens, we're going to have a negative reaction to it.
Sure.
If something good happens, we're going to have a positive reaction towards it.
And you know what? All of you love Pete Alonso today, but this time yesterday, you were MFing him. You were calling him every name in the book. I heard, not to throw Hoff under the bus, coming up today at midnight when I'm done, Hoff, they were talking about dropping him in the lineup, and Hoff's line was, I'll drop him off at the airport. Imagine you dropped him off at the airport before he hit that home run. Like, it's okay, though. It's okay.
And that's Mendy having the wherewithal to move him up to cleanup, because that's how important that was, too. He's batting fifth the entire series. Mm-hmm. He moves him up one spot.
Vote of confidence.
And it just happens.
Mendy has done it all year.
It just happens that number four comes up in the lineup in the ninth. That could have been anybody. And it happened to be Alonso last night.
Mendy's actions always follow his words, right? The night before, he said, Pete Alonso's one swing away. We believe in him. So the next day when people are saying drop him down to sixth, seventh in the order, no, why would you do that? That's how you kill a guy's confidence.
But
you know how you boost a guy's confidence? Hey, you're back where you're supposed to be, boss. It's going to come to you. There's going to come a time. Jose Iglesias last night told him, hey, we need you, bro. You're going to hit a home run. And he did. Same thing with Edwin Diaz in the Diamondback series. Edwin Diaz blows it. Mets fans are ready to pack it up for the season. In that postgame, Carlos Mendoza looks at the media and says, I expect him to get the last three outs tomorrow. Calls on him. He does it.
Mendy has been so good. And listen, he got...
Yeah, where'd you find him?
And how about Mendy against Rob Thompson in the NLDS?
Oh, yeah. Like, the Yankees, boy, I could do a whole hour on some of the Yankees' decision-making and where the players go and the coaches go and the what-ifs and the maybes and coulda, woulda, shouldas of decisions past. Like, Trey Sweeney is playing shortstop for the Detroit Tigers. Former Yankee draft pick. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But, yes, Rob Thompson, who interviewed for Aaron Boone's current position and had been around for years, and now Carlos Mendoza, who was the bench coach, leading the other New York team and leading them well. Every time I hear this guy talk, I'm like, I called him Steady Mendy. He's so steady. And he's in a position where it's chaos all the time.
Yeah, and he now has the players' belief. And you can tell these players would run through a wall for that guy. And he's earned it, by the way, because it's not an easy situation that he came into at the beginning of the year when I thought they were going to be trash, well, at least a 500 team. And I was dead wrong on that, and no one knew how this year was going to turn out. Nobody knew. And look, now we are 11 wins away from a world. This is 11 wins. That's it.
Well, Paulie, you can't predict baseball. Listen, like when I was on Wednesday night after they lost that game to the Brewers, the last hour of my show, I'm starting to get flooded with calls, and it's Mendoza's name popping up as the topic. And I'm like, oh, here we go. This guy led you all the way to this point, and now you're going to bury him. He mismanaged the game. This one's on Mendoza. And all I'm trying to do is tell people, wait, that's not an elimination game. He's going to be there in the dugout tomorrow. He's going to fill out the lineup. He's going to make the decision tomorrow. Don't kill the guy now because you wanted Tyrone Taylor to bunt and he doesn't bunt. Don't kill the guy now because he stuck to the script and the plan like he's been all year with Reed Garrett and Ryan Stanek. And it just so happened that Phil Maton got rocked. That is the game. The players didn't get it done. They have the next day to come through. They came through.
If the Yankees aren't successful this postseason, is that on Aaron Boone or the players? And it's going to be on the players.
We'll find something to blame it on, I'm sure.
Right. But you're smart enough to realize that as much as people are going to bitch for Aaron Boone to get fired,
he's got the number one seed. He's got another successful team. He's not getting fired.
Players have to perform on the field. You just said it. The players have to.
Right.
Aaron Judge has to be a better postseason performer than he has been his entire career. Bottom line, he's got to do it.
Yeah, but like... Maybe there's some reality where some heads do have to roll if the Mets advance to the championship series and the Yankees don't. Yikes! Mike is in Clifton Park. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going? So, listen, I'm a huge Mets fan. And, you know, the Mets remind me of, like, what has happened with the Knicks. You know, when they won in Atlanta this past week, they pushed through. They psychologically overcame something there. And they took their next step, and I think they are now a healthy place to play. Players are going to want to come there, and it's really great to see. So let's go Mets! I think their organization is healthy and they're in a good place. I'm glad they finally broke through, and great job to everybody on the Mets. So let's go! Thanks a lot, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, something I say a lot to fans and I say on the Fan is stay down till you come up. You know, there's a team or two that you root for that makes you miserable. There's a team or two that you wear the hats and the jerseys and you get made fun of. There's a team or two that you might root for that's not so successful, but you're loyal to them. Why are you loyal to them? Because you're loyal to yourself and you stay down with that team until eventually they come up. Think about the one Mets fan that you know that used to be a Mets fan but then turned to a Yankees fan or turned into a, I don't know, whatever, like Braves fan. I don't know who does that. I really don't know any human beings that like that switch like that. But I know they're out there. I know somebody's listening and is like, no, I know. Somebody will call me up and say, I have a friend that, you know, when the Mets lost in 2022, he said, that's it. Well, you can't come back now. now you left. Now you got to stay out. Like now you didn't stay down with us. Stay down till you come up. It does come around. Knicks fans went through so many miserable years. Now it's like, wait, what? Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, OG, Mikael. Like, how did we get here? And same thing with the Mets. The Mets are ahead of schedule, honestly. I mean, I guess with the high payroll and the five-year window that Cohen put out there. But, like, for your new president of baseball operations to come in here and talk postseason from March and in spring training, both of them in lockstep that they thought that they built a postseason roster, and for them to tweak that roster every couple weeks or so to not sit by as passengers but be active drivers of this thing, to make moves at the deadline, and then to have the team chemistry and all these other marketing things or whatever that came together where here you are going up against the Phillies in the NLDS, you got to be happy as a fan, and I really think they struck gold. I was saying this last night, man, it's about these kids. You know, these kids are walking into school today with their Mets jerseys and hats on, looking at their Yankee fan friends like, good luck tomorrow. Hope you guys don't lose. Not that the Mets are playing with house money, but they have nothing to lose. And these young Mets fans now that watched that game Monday and said, oh, wait, this is real. I do believe. And then watched the game last night and said, yeah, let's go Mets. Like, they're living right now and they're locked in. They're fans for life.
And it's not just the younger Mets fans. It's really my generation. And I'm, you know, 38, 39, whatever. It's this generation. If you really became a Met fan in the mid-90s and lived through the trash of the mid-90s and lived through the Yankees three-peat and the Yankees win over the Mets in 2000.
It's tough.
It has not been an easy road. Minus 2015 when they lost the World Series to the Royals, obviously. It has not been an easy road. And when you first got hired, your first show.
I remember the conversation we had
about Mets fans are always waiting for the other shoe to drop because we don't know anything else.
I've honestly never been around as many Mets fans as I came across coming in the WFA. I don't hang out with any Mets fans. I'm like, why are you guys like this? Why are you always waiting for the other shoe to drop? Even when good things happen, there's impending doom. Why do you always, like, it's just what you've grown accustomed to. But now with this team, I saw Mets Muse put out, these are the anti-Mets. These are the positive Tommy Mets. These are the Grimace Mets. These are the OMG Mets. They're not like any Mets team you've ever watched. So it gives you reason to believe. Should we break it down here? Should I? Let's take one more Mets call because all the Yankee fans are lighting up the phone. They want to get in. We have to share. Tom is out on Long Island. Tom, you're on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, guys. Look, here's the thing. Like, I've been a Mets fan since, what, 1997, all right? And you've got all these Mets fans that are all going nuts today, being like, Pete Alonso. You know what pisses me off is all the Mets fans today are so quick to be like, get this guy off my team. I hate this guy. I hope this is the last game. Everyone is so overreactive to everything. It's hard to be a Mets fan right now as a guy that lived through the late 90s years, which were fun. You know, like, I was happier than anyone that Pete hit that home run last night. But I've been a Pete supporter from the beginning. The only reason he's been struggling this year is because he's been trying too hard. He cares so much about the Mets. And so many Mets fans have been like, get this guy off my team. And it's hard now, the next day, for all these guys to be like, I love Pete Alonso.
Yeah, but
all these guys are ripping on him.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We're about to go to break. 888-808-1019. We'll take some Yankee calls when we come back. But I'll say this before break. I was saying this last night. There's a thin line between love and hate. I see it all the time. I literally have people that hate on me for XYZ. Then it'll be one take or one post or something. And they'll like the post. Now they're on my side. Like, that's what happens. Like, people can flip-flop, and especially with someone like Pete Alonso that you love, the reason you hated him is because he was your hero. The reason you hated him is because he did go and get Scott Boris, and he did come into this year, and it's supposed to be a prove-it year, and he had a down year, and everybody else around him emerged, and it was like, we don't need you, Pete, go. But in that moment, you needed him last night, and he responded. He was clutch. He answered the bell. He did something we've never seen before. And it's okay that, you know, someone called the fan and said, I don't even call him Pete Alonso. I call him number 20. It's okay that people were saying he's miserable. He's terrible. We were laughing at him when he dropped that pop-up. When that stupid fan reached out and touched him, I was talking last night about some type of cosmic energy transfer. He got humiliated, and then he knew he would get the bat and have a chance for redemption. And it's okay if you said something about Pete Alonso out of wanting him to be better, but then once he actually was better, you love the guy again. It's not a flip-flopping thing. At the end of the day, you root for the guys in the laundry, and you also hate on the guys in the laundry, but you want to win. You won. It's not a hard time at all to be a Mets fan. There's going to be a rivalry between Mets fans because some are going to be positive Tommy, some are going to be negative Pauly. Sorry, the Tommy, positive Tommy thing, and using your name, it was just a natural.
Realistic example. Rosie.
Realistic Rosie on the fan, producing for Keith McPherson. KM to AM returns right after this. Rolling right along here on the Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, bringing in some guests, and we're going to play some audio now. We had the workout day. The ALDS starts tomorrow in the Bronx, and the Kansas City Royals are here. And their young phenom at shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr., who's obviously a player to look out for in the running for MVP, won't win it. But, I mean, he's a dog. This guy can beat you in so many ways. He gets it done in so many ways. He's a problem. I mean, he helped will them to victory over the Baltimore Orioles in Camden Yards. Now he brings his talents to Yankee Stadium. Paulie, go ahead and play what he had to say when he met the media today.
You mentioned Jeter being your guy. Just have you thought at all what it's going to be like to take the same field he won a World Series on for a playoff game?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's probably the first time I hear that. Just pretty special. Just I always kind of watching his highlights, postseason highlights recently, actually, and just being able to kind of take the field that like he did is really, really special. Kind of gives me chills just kind of thinking about it.
What made him your guy?
Just the way he played the game, both on and off the field, just how he was. He was my guy, and then Pedroia was my guy. So Jeter and Pedroia were my two guys. That's why I wore 17 in high school and everything. And so I got those two jerseys hanging up on my wall still back at my room in my parents' house. And so it's just those are just how they played the game hard and just how they just always rise up to the occasion when needed.
You said you were watching Jeter's postseason highlights recently. Like, how recently? Just on YouTube?
Yeah, just kind of seeing it. It was actually last night. Just looking at it or on the train ride and stuff. Just being able to see it just because of just how the stadium is, how the fans are. Just wanted to kind of just take it all in perspective and then really going out there today in a workout and then tomorrow just taking it all in.
Yeah, that's not going to get you ready, bruh. That's not going to do it. But that's cool, right? Like, this whole era, this generation of players, like, we've seen Willie Adames freak out when he got to meet Jeter. Royce Lewis from the Minnesota Twins, he like wants to be a Yankee. He talks about Jeter's impact on him. And, you know, baseball is generational, and it's just like you can't know what you didn't live. But, like, we do have YouTube. And even, you know, I was starting to go back to look at some of the George Brett stuff, and I was honestly just with Greg Nettles. Didn't know that we were going to match up with maybe I'll reach out to try and have him call the fan, but didn't know we were going to match up to have a Royals versus Yankees series. But I know that's got to have some nostalgia for the Yankee fan that watched that in the late 70s into 80s. Steve is in the Bronx next up on the fan. Go for it, Steve.
Oh, my God. This is exciting baseball. I got in my closet here a WNBC Satin jacket, okay? So that's how far back I go. I go back to 69 Mets. I think they were channeling Grody, Crane Pool, and who else passed away this year?
Heroes.
Carlson. They all died this year on the 69 Mets. And that was magic. And I remember last night when I was listening to the game, I texted my friend. I said, they need some 69 mojo going into the eighth inning because the Brewers had the 69 mojo because they had these two nondescript players hit back-to-back home runs. That's what the Mets did in 69. They had, like, Al Weiss was a big in that series, Swoboda with his catches. And here the Brewers are going into the ninth with two back-to-back home runs by a 214 hitter and a guy who hit three home runs all year. So I was like, whoa, the Mets got to turn this around. And then it was like that 69 magic, unbelievable ending. And if you were a kid in 69 like I was, I could still name every Met in 1969. And then in my teenage years, and got to handle the Yankees. So back, I like how you're like putting this in like the city, because the city needs to come together, you know, and I like the context that you're putting this in, because when I was growing up, you could be both fans, because the Mets in the late 60s dominated. The Yankees weren't very good. But the time we got into high school with the Yankees, you had, mm-hmm. you know, Chris Chambliss, Nettles, Thurman Munson, Catfish Hunter, Guidry, that whole thing. And it was an amazing time. The Bronx was burning. You know, it was not a safe place to be. But you could go to a game. You'd spend like $7.50 to see a game. You'd sit behind these poles. And I vividly remember, you know, when Sparky Lyle would take the mound, and they were like these finesse relievers, you know, or it was a very exciting time to be a teenager and a kid to watch that kind of baseball on black and white television sets with amazing announcers like Kurt Gowdy. I mean, listen to the World Series with Kurt Gowdy and Lindsey Nelson. Their play-by-play, their vocabulary, their finesse was just, you know, textbook. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm calling because it's very exciting. I like how you're putting it, that we should be all in this together. And it's great for the city of New York, you know. And I remember the George Brett, and I remember all those Yankees and the Billy Martin and the Reggie Jackson and the blow-ups and the dugout and all that crazy stuff, you know. It was exciting. And I think we're sort of capturing that again, you know. If you just, I love listening to it on the radio. I like Howie Rose, the way he calls the Mets games. I'm not so fond about the Yankee announcers, but, you know, Howie Rose digs back and says, that was Tommy AGS, you know. And I ask a kid who's 30, I go, you know Tommy AGS? They have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
You
know? Thanks for the call, Steve. Shout out to Howie Rose. I'm just so happy for Howie. You know, Howie was sitting in this seat that I'm in right now, and I remember the day that he came on, and he was taking your calls, and he was celebrating the 50 years, and that went into my show, and you know, everyone was checking with me. I think Paul might have been producer. Somebody was in there like, yo, do you care if he goes a little bit longer than yours? I'm like, I'm listening. No, tell him to keep going. And I got to come in here and you know, just kind of give him his flowers. And shout out to Howie, man. He's so solid. I've been able to work with him. I've been able to have him on my show. He recommended a book for me that I recommend for you, Roger Kahn, The Boys of Summer, talking about, you know, the Brooklyn Dodgers and the history of the New York Yankees and the New York Giants and just – you know, to have someone like Howie still in these moments articulating it for us is special. And to see him honored the way that they honored him by playing his call on the plane, and they get the video of it and every like that lives forever. And it's special. And you don't have to be a Mets hater to appreciate that. You don't have to be a Yankee fan that's like, oh, I don't care about that. You don't have to disparage the guy that calls the Mets game. You just got to appreciate things, man. If you're a sports fan and you're a real person, you understand, like, that's rare, that's special, and you're happy for a guy that, like Howie, who's literally been saying, I'm not going to do this till I'm 86 like John Sterling. Like, this could be it. And look at what the Mets have turned into, and he's been here to be the voice still of that run. 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break here. Tim Britton is coming up in about 20 minutes, so I'll have time for a couple more calls before I bring in my first guest. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.